Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Luke Combs, I can't even stand it.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the big time. It's good to have you on again.
Yes, thank you, guys. Thank you.
This was so exciting for us, Luke. A little backstory. Jackie and I were at the Songwriters Festival in Key West. So were you.
Yes.
You played to an incredibly packed house and announced that at that moment you had the number one country tune in America. All it needed to do was stick.
Yes.
And it stuck.
Yes.
So it stuck. Congratulations with your first number one song.
Thank you. Yes.
Let me ask you something. A couple things, actually. That crowd was so into you. Like, what were you doing before Hurricane? Were you playing to crowds like that? Maybe not Key West and quite that drunk crowds, but I don't know.
I'd been playing out. I've been playing out, gosh, probably 4 or 5 years now, just a lot. And, you know, trying to get the music out there and get in front of people. And luckily it worked.
When that song officially went number one the next night,
yeah.
There was a banging on the doors, well, of Jackie. I was sitting outside. No one really invited me.
Yeah, they woke me up.
Yeah. Jackie was dressed within 2 minutes, although her dress was on inside out.
Yep.
To go to Luke Combs, because he was having a party.
Yeah.
Went over there, dude, and, like, no one was home. What happened?
Oh, man, I was just, you know, well, heck, I've been traveling so much, and I really used the Key West to kind of get a little bit of rest, you know, as crazy as that sounds.
Did you cry? Because I cried when that song went. I was so happy for you.
Well, thanks. No, I didn't. And it's just been, it's been so much work and so much, you know, so much has gone into it. It was just, it's one of those things that it's hard to process, you know.
I'm sure, but you're there.
It's been really hard to, you know, I guess, and not only have the time to process it, but be in the right headspace where you're actually, you know, just sitting there and thinking about everything, you know?
I don't, because I've never had a number one, but I can imagine it's got to be overwhelming.
It's
got to be. Have you heard from Alan Jackson yet? I noticed that you tweeted him. You'd like to hang out. I bet you do hear from him.
I hope so. I haven't heard from him yet, but I would like to.
Give it a little bit of time. Does Alan play golf? Because I know that you don't play golf, but you bought golf clubs. Is that right?
That's true. Yeah, I bought golf clubs, and I have not played around yet. I'm hoping to do that soon, though.
I have Jackie golfs. I have actually swung 2 shots. Are they called shots? What are they called, Jackie?
Well, sure.
Swings.
Right.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad, although I think I sliced or I did something.
But you did slice, yes.
I sliced, but it was my first.
So do I, so it's okay.
At least I connected. I was excited about that.
Yes, that's good.
All right, so the album is coming out. This one's for you.
Yeah,
June the 2nd.
Dude. Yeah, June the 2nd.
How are you feeling about it? First, you have a number one song. Now you have an album about to hit. What is going through your brain right now?
Well, you know, it's just, it's been a long time coming, and it's been a lot of work, so I'm excited for people to get to hear it, and obviously all the songs are really near and dear to myself, because I co-wrote all the songs, and I'm excited to see what people think of it.
You're so calm about all of this. I've said this before, too, and now people will know if they've listened to interviews with you. We actually kind of coined a term about you on stage, which is badassity.
Yep,
you have badassity.
Oh, I'm into that. I like that.
We made that word up for you.
I like that. Maybe Webster's will add it in there.
Maybe. We got to start using it.
Badassity.
But
I'm into that.
In real life, dude, you're like such a nice guy. You're so nice.
Well, thank you. That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, even when a bunch of crazy drunks pound on your hotel door.
Yeah, and you can be, it's easy to be pretty low-key about that.
Wow, I'm not me. See, I would be screaming through the door at them, but you know what?
But for the record, we still threw a party.
Yeah, you just weren't there.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was at the pool. Was that at the pool?
Yeah, well, right by the pool.
Yeah, right by the pool. And so congratulations, you were celebrated.
Well, thank you.
And I got to tell you something about you. The first time I saw you play was Nashville in February. But before that, you know, I see so many acts that are coming up and they're struggling that I try not to get attached. I truly try not to get attached because my heart gets broken quite a bit. And I had people coming at me who were in no way connected with you or your record who had said, have you heard Luke Combs? Have you heard Luke Combs? You've got to get on this song, Hurricane. You've got to hear the song, Hurricane. You've got to. It was the buzz on you just through people who I didn't expect it to come through was huge.
Yeah.
There's so many people in your corner.
Yes, there is, and I'm a very lucky guy in that aspect, and I'm thrilled that people like the music so much, you know?
Well, it's amazing music. You definitely are something special. If you haven't listened to the lyrics to Hurricane, you really should. The line that gets me is, and now I'm going to misquote it, you came in with your hair in the wind, is that right?
You rolled in.
You rolled in, that's it. Oh, my, what a line, Luke.
Well, thank
Seriously.
You. Yeah, I try to write good stuff. You know?
I get you write some good stuff. This man is an amazing songwriter, an amazing vocalist, puts on a great show, although your guitar player really wants to steal the stage from you.
I think he had a few.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I didn't know if that was like a normal new thing that he was onto, but wow, that was entertaining.
Yeah, he had a few, so it was all right. Everybody gets to have a night once in a while.
Dang straight. And you're out on the Devil Don't Sleep tour with Brantley, is that right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
How long is that going on for?
We just finished the arena tour, which was 3 months, and we start the summer tour, which is 3 months, the day the album comes out.
Awesome. Well, listen, I hope you get another Key West. I don't know. It just about killed me.
Yeah, no, it's very hard to manage that trip, for sure. I did it last year.
Yeah, wow. Well, congratulations on you getting rest. Just about took me out, but I hope you get many more of those.
Yes, you have
worked hard enough. You have earned that that time by the pool, my friend.
Well, thank you, Whitney.
Congratulations. Hurricane, the number one country tune in the nation.
Yeah.
And this one's for you.
Love
coming
it.
Out June the 2nd. Luke Combs, everybody. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks, honey.